Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I don't have a pilot's license. We may have a few people that do and may understand the story here in just a moment. I've never flown a plane, but I really like reading stories about flight and navigation. And I really like stories that speak about the split-second decisions and maneuvers that a pilot makes to kind of turn things around and save lives. It's kind of inspiring. I don't know. Came across a story that I thought I'd share with you that is a true story about a pilot who was landing a plane and came into the challenge of not being sure if his landing gear had come down from the plane. There are certain procedures that you go through to make sure that you're ready to land a plane. And one of the last things you do on the procedures and checklist is to make sure that your landing gear is set. And from what I understand, on certain planes, there are three green lights that appear on the control panel that relate the news to the pilot that the wheels are in the right position, they're locked and ready to land. Now, the pilot in this true story lowered the lever, for the wheels to come down. He heard the mechanical movement of the wheels. He knew something was happening, but only two of the three green lights lit up. He was in a tough situation because physically he couldn't look to see which one of the three wheels had not gone down, and he had to make a quick decision. Here were the choices. Number one, go back in the air and just fly around a little bit longer. That really wasn't a good choice because you're going to run out of gas at some point. You got to come down. Number two thought is to land the plane and hope for the best. And I suppose number three strategy was one, which is just to panic and wring your hands. Friends, we find ourselves in a similar situation, I think. Maybe you're in that situation this morning coming to church. Wouldn't it be nice if in life we experienced nothing but green lights? Man, health is well. Finances are flowing, dreams are being fulfilled, plans are being accomplished, connections are happening. When those things happening and we're experiencing green lights, we live with great confidence. But if we're real about our life and we really see it correctly, isn't it true that what we experience in life is really maybe one green light is on, but two aren't really indicating that they're on? Or maybe two green lights are on, one really isn't showing that it's working or relaying the message that what should be happening is happening. And so often in life, we're kind of stuck in that pilot's position, just stuck, not really sure what to do, panicked, so to speak. I think this really describes well Mary and Martha in John chapter 11. They certainly had, with the loss of their brother, they certainly had some green light indicators that weren't lighting up. Physically, they were exhausted. Maybe you're physically exhausted. Their brother had died, and it's important for me to relate what the process was to go through the mourning of a sibling in the first century with the Jews. It actually worked this way. When someone died in the family, that person needed to be buried the exact next day. There were a lot of details that needed to be taken care of. There was a lot of pressure to get those details right, because if you didn't get the fancy oils and ointments, you weren't keeping up with everybody else. There's a lot of comparison that happened in burial in the first century, just as it's happening today. Added on to this was the actual process of mourning. This is wild. There was deep mourning that lasted for 7 days. The first 3 days of those 7 days was dedicated to nothing more than weeping and crying. And during those deep days of mourning, you weren't allowed to put on shoes. You weren't allowed to do business or sell things. You really weren't allowed to do all that much but just mourn. Now, after those 7 days were over, then that followed up with 30 days of what they called light mourning. That's almost 40 days of mourning. Jesus shows up in this gospel text on day 4 of a very physical and exhausting process.